why KJV? Are we old-fashioned? Are we outdated? May I just introduce this book to you as the Reformation Bible. If you understand what the Reformation was, the product and fruit of the Reformation was the King James Bible. For the Reformation brought to the people who were suffering under the tyranny of Rome the good news. The truth of God's word came because of the Reformation. If you want to crystallize the whole Reformation into two words, it is sola scriptura. Only the word of God. Please understand that the Reformation broke the hold of Satan, which for 1,000 years held the people of Europe, where the church was supposed to be after it was formed. It turned apostate, started by the Emperor Constantine. After that, the whole church was turned into a pagan institution. Please understand today, from that day till now, from the 4th century until now, how long? 1,600 years. The Roman Catholic Church has not been a church. There is no semblance of a church in it. It is only a heathen, pagan, idolatrous institution posing as a church, calling itself to be a church, and the head of it is called the Papa, or the Pope, and he wears a triple crown with the three names of God, Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit, and he wears it when he's crowned. So that is the first point I want to transmit to you. Because all of us think it is a church. It is not a church. In the Revelation chapter 17, the Roman Catholic Church there is referred to as the whore, or the harlot, or the prostitute, as opposed to the true church, which is the bride of Christ. I hope you all know this. Yes, we are the bride of Christ. But the false church, the counterfeit, which appears to be a church, is called the harlot or the whore. How do we consider this church, and where do we start thinking of King James Bible? I turn you to a date, 1525. You say this Bible came in 1611, right? 1611. But preceding that time, in 1525, there was a Bible smuggled into England called the Tyndale New Testament. And for the first time, Englishmen could read the Word of God in English. First time. Who was Tyndale? You know him? My book will give you a brief account of his life. God called this man during a time of great need, when England, together with Europe, were in total darkness, spiritual darkness, because from birth till grave till death, the whole population are held in the grips of this so-called church. Whatever you want to know, whatever you want to do to meet your needs, you refer to the priest, who is your communication with the church, so-called. And the priest will tell you exactly what to do. You have a new baby, needs to be baptized. If somebody dies, they will take care of the soul. With what? With a mass. Do you ever know what the mass is? Do you know what? Do you think it's a Holy Communion? It is the greatest counterfeit of the Holy Communion that we do, the Lord's Supper. It is not the Lord's Supper, but it is an act, a performance of idolatry in front of our eyes. Did you know this? I never knew it. The principal manifestation of the Roman Catholic act is the Mass. When the Pope goes to Korea, Philippines, Australia, the main activity is a Mass. Now, what is the Mass? It is idolatry. At the center of the Mass is the offering of a wafer, a piece of bread, which is spoken to by the priest holding it up, and he'll pronounce something, 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 and then hoc est corpus in Latin means, this is my body. And when he's pronounced it, the church rules that that piece of starch has become the actual body of Jesus Christ. And so, holding it up, what is this? This is Jesus Christ. Everybody bow and worship. This is idolatry. What about the cup? No, you are not allowed to drink the cup. Only the priest drinks on your behalf. So the whole thing is an act of a worship of a piece of starch. As Jesus Christ in the flesh, and therefore you must bow and worship this. This is God the Son. So this is the Mass. You ought to understand. I never did until I began to study. When a person sins under the Roman Catholic Church, same then as now, you go to the priest and say, priest, I've committed this and this sin. Alright, come to the confessional and confess your sins. After that, you will be told what penance, what forfeit you have to go through. When a person dies, I told you that it is taken care of by the Mass. And the priest will say, you want a high Mass or low Mass? High Mass, more elaborate. And they give you a choir to sing for it. Low Mass is, you pay less. High Mass, high pay. Low Mass, low pay. And it is another act of idolatrous worship. Men's souls are held in the grips of the priesthood. Please remember, we have a high priest. Our Lord Jesus Christ is our high priest. And he ever lives to make intercession for you and for me. And he is our priest. The only priest, no others. But here, all the priests hold the population, hold the church membership in their grips. My patient's father died. I knew him too, being my father's friend. So I consoled her, and she said, you know, Dr. Toh, we have the priest to say Mass for my father and to pray. I said, well, what happened? I thought he was not a Christian. Oh, before he died, the priest came and spoke to him, and he agreed to be converted, so he was baptized, and he was given a name called Anthony. Then, now they pray for his soul. I said, what for? We are told he goes to purgatory, and we are to pray for him. The priest will pray. Priest is more effective. I say, yes, then what happened? Oh yes, the priest says, per year, you want me to pray, you give me $5,000. And there are five siblings, brothers and sisters. I said, how much did they give? Everybody $5,000, because they are moneyed people. They have money. So that is it. $25,000 for a soul departed, for priests to pray for 1 year. Next year, she came along for a checkup. I say, how's father? Has he come out of purgatory? Don't know. The priest says, also don't know. But we must pray. More prayers, more money. So we pay. Dear friends, in Singapore, we have a system called COE, Certificate of Entitlement to Buy a Car. You have to buy a car costing $100,000. The certificate may cost $50,000. So before you buy the car, you buy the certificate, $50,000. Did the government do anything, work for the $50,000? No. It's just a piece of paper, but you've got to pay COE, $50,000. Here is something better than the COE, purgatory. Father dies, $25,000 from one family. Think of the number that die and the number of people who can afford to pay. So they pay. Tyndale's New Testament revealed all these evil practices. How is a person saved? You go and ask the priest, you've got to do this, and that. By works you're saved. Without those works you cannot be saved. Tyndale's New Testament says all that is not the Word of God. This institution that you go to is not a church. It is a system. In the Bible it's called a whore, a false church. So what must we do? Turn to the Word of God, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. We all know that. By grace are you saved through faith, not of works. Lest any man should boast, you cannot work your way into heaven. But that is exactly what the Roman church, so-called church, advises and tells the people you've got to do. So many other dark and evil and false practices are imposed upon the people, of pilgrimages, of indulgences, of penances, and paying for high mass, and so on and so forth. Tyndale's Bible exposed all this. Suddenly the people saw the light of salvation, so different from what was given by the Roman Catholic Church. Tyndale's Bible was use of God to lighten the people, enlighten the people, and set the people on fire for the Lord. A fire that the Rome could not stop, but this blazed on. They put a ban on the Bible, and all those caught with the Bible were either threatened or burned to death. Dearly beloved, when the Holy Spirit of God works, people are willing to read the Word of God at the risk of their lives, and they did. And there were those in record during those days of reading Tyndale's Bible burned to death. That's why this book became to be called the Reformation Bible. I've skipped one step. You say, but you are talking of King James Bible. How about Tyndale Bible? The fact is, when the translators came, as I will show you in a moment, they had the advantage of six or more Reformation Bibles. Would you please now turn to this one? This purple sheet. Now that connects Tyndale Bible to the Reformation King James Bible. All right, this purple one. All right, please follow. How we got our Bible, the King James Bible. God spoke. This is fundamental that we understand this book is God speaking to us. Yes, and not man's words, but God's word, inspired, inerrant, infallible word of God. All right, God spoke. Then what happened? Holy men wrote in two languages the original records. Old Testament on the left is mainly Hebrews, some in Aramaic. On the right is a New Testament in Greek. So these are the original records called the autographs. Please, I'm at level number 3. God spoke, holy men wrote, original records are the autographs. Now you say, can we see the autographs? Answer is no. Because they were written in those days, whether on parchment or skin, whatever. Due to wear and tear and the ravages of age and time, they disintegrated. Fortunately, before that happened, God raised men, holy men, to make copies. So you have here, I've given you the New Testament text called the Textus Receptus. The Old Testament is the Masoretic text, as I have given to you in the other sheet. You will come to that later on. Now, how do we read? Are you a Greek scholar? Are you a Hebrew scholar? Answer is no. Very few understand the original languages. So we have to read translations. So we come to the next step. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Step number 5 is translations. How were the original texts translated? It makes a key difference to the end product. The whole translation is at the mercy of the translators. If the translator is a good man, filled with the Spirit of God, who understands the rules and follows certain fundamental laws of translation, then you get a good text, good Bible. If not, the end product will be something very different. For our King James Bible, to the right of the translation, you will see technique. What kind of technique is used? For the original translators of the King James Bible, they were the scholars from the three centers of learning: Cambridge, Oxford, London. The best linguistic scholars were chosen by the committee from King James, appointed, authorized, and they began to work in three groups, in three centers. And the method was, one group will translate, turn, change to the other group, and in turn they went through the Bible translations, so that each one was a check on the other. Most important is the technique. How do you translate? I was telling a friend that one of the women who was described in the Bible, I forget this one, where it's from, but in the original King James, it was referred to as some vile woman. The new translator in the Living Bible called her son of a bitch. All right. So these are the languages that go in, because they did not adopt the same technique. The technique used for the King James Bible does not allow one to the freedom of expressing what he thinks. Yes. You think at that moment that this woman should not be called a woman, but should call her son of a bitch. All right. That goes in. It actually went into the Bible. Living Bible. All right. Technique. The King James translators used the formal equivalence or the verbal equivalence method, which is word for word. If it says red, it is red. You cannot change it to pink or anything else. All right, that is the method. Now, while the translators had the texts, the copies of the originals, they also had Protestant Reformation Bibles to refer to. This is where our Tyndale Bible comes in. I've been telling you about Tyndale Bible. Tyndale Bible preceded the King James translation by 1525 to 1611, something like 75 and 86 years. So the welcome. So the King James translators had the advantage of six Protestant Bibles to refer to. I will read for you from the top down. Wycliffe Bible. Who was Wycliffe? John Wycliffe, in 1382, when he was born, was gifted by God with a knowledge of language and with a burning zeal to speak to the people of England about the Word of God. And he went around preaching the Word of God, which was kept hidden by the Roman Church. Not only that, he trained young preachers called Lollards, and together they went and set the whole country on fire for the Lord, for the Word of God. So they were called the Lollards, and they turned the country upside down in the year 1382. So although his translation was from the Latin to English, nevertheless, it was a good translation and used as reference material. Secondly is Tyndale Bible, then the Coverdale Bible. Now, Matthew Bible is by John Rogers, who worked under the pseudonym or pen name of John Matthew. So it is called the Matthew Bible. The Great Bible, Geneva Bible, all these six were used by the translators of the King James Bible for reference. And whatever was best was adopted in the process of this translation of the King James Bible. 85% of Tyndale Bible was incorporated because his translation was so good. And he is a man extraordinary. You know the history of Tyndale? He vowed that, God, you help me. I will translate the Bible from Hebrew, from Greek, into my native English, so that even the common plowboy who is not well educated is able to read the Word of God in English, so that he will know more of the Word of God and the doctrines of salvation better than the Roman Catholic priest. He was hated and hounded by the Roman authority. So he had to escape to Europe. He could not live in England because they were after him. So he escaped to Europe and he lived from place to place, running away from the hands of the Rome. But eventually he was betrayed and he was killed by fire. That is the story of Tyndale. Nevertheless, Tyndale's work is in this Bible. For about 85% of this Bible contains Tyndale work. Now come down to the very bottom. The King James Bible 1611 then was the culmination of 7 years of hard work by a team of about 45 to 52 variable number of translators, because at times certain others came in and out for various reasons. But about 50 of them brought forth the King James Bible Authorized Version 1611. The bottom line at the very bottom of the church is the Word of God closest to the original, most accurate and faithful of all translations. It is translated in the spirit of the Reformation on the left hand bottom, lower. Vital doctrines and authority of God's Word were fully preserved. This is the difference between this Bible and the new English versions. Now I'll take you through the various charts I've given out. Have my friends who have arrived, this one, all right. I'm taking the first one. The good fruit. The King James Bible is depicted here as the good fruit. And in this Bible, every vital doctrine is preserved fully, untouched, intact. Why? Because God's Word is holy, inerrant, infallible, and man must not manipulate and must not change it. Particularly the doctrines. Every vital doctrine is preserved in the King James Bible. And I've put these down here. Especially deity of Jesus Christ, His virgin birth, and redemption by the blood of the Lamb. These are the three vital ones I've put here. Of course, there are many, many more doctrines which are fundamental and central to the Christian faith in this book, which are preserved 100% untouched. So this is the good tree. Now, how did the good tree come about? At the bottom, below earth line, good translators, godly men. Let me explain why they were that good, why they are different from today's translators. In those days, there was no modern thought, no humanism, no higher criticism, no, what else? Evolutionism. Evolutionism is the most poisonous doctrine and teaching of false teaching that came in 1859. Only in the 19th century. And this was done in the 17th century, early, 1604 to 1611. So, good translators using good technique, formal equivalence, I've explained to you what that means. If it says black is black, if it says old is old, you cannot change it. Good technique. And good texts, the best texts were used for the King James Bible. How do I know? I don't know Greek, I don't know Hebrew, but I know the people who wrote them. People who wrote books, such as Otis Fuller, such as Dr. Hills, and many others in their books, godly men who tell us the truth of God. Now comes the evil fruit. How this evil fruit come about? Let me explain briefly. Why did the original committee want to revise the King James Bible? Do you know why? Because this was the Bible that united the people together. Instead of having six Bibles, now we have one after 1611. When you meet, everybody uses this one Bible. There is unity. For the whole nation, This Bible is a reference for Christianity. Every doctrine is preserved inside, intact. So this was the Reformation Bible, which came about out of a climate of suffering, of martyrdom, of dying, willingly to die for the faith which was once delivered. So Rome was very annoyed with this Bible, because this was the downfall of Rome. They could not get England back to Rome. And England was the crown jewel in the tiara of Rome, the Roman crown. England must be brought back into the Roman fold. And the first thing to do is to destroy this Bible. This Bible has united the nation to be Protestant and not to be Roman Catholic. So the first move is to bring down and destroy this Bible. How to do it? Rome had learned the lesson. To burn is not effective because the people were prepared to be burned. So, what shall we do? Revise this Bible and change the Bible. So that came about when Westcott and Hort got into this committee. So this committee was called the Revision Committee. They used the word revision. Now, revision is a very broad word. In the revision, you don't just revise, but you change. Change it according to your whim and fancy. Now look at evil fruit. Evil fruit is the modern English Bibles which came out of the Revision Committee's work. When did the Revision Committee work? 1870 to 1881. Please remember the date. 1870 to 1881. On 1881 came out the Revised Version. Now let me tell you a little secret. When I was young, I always thought to myself, this Bible is very outdated. How good if I could own a Revised Version? So this was my secret wish. Until I read all this, I said, God help me and forgive me for wanting to leave out this good old Bible for the Revised Version. Now let me show you what's wrong with the Revised Version. Modern English Bibles, out of that one revision came 100 more that followed. Before then, this Bible was regarded as a national treasure. Nobody must touch it. However, you know the story of the dike in Holland? In Holland, the sea is kept out by a wall of stone. When one stone was missing and the water began to seep in, one little boy went there and stopped it with his hand. And he is forever remembered as the boy who stopped the dike from falling down. The dike of the defense for God's word was the King James Bible. When that dike was broken down, 100 other Bibles followed in. Please see here. In these Bibles, reading from anti-clockwise from 9 o'clock downwards, Good News Bible, that's the one, one of the worst, New American Standard Version, NEB is New English Bible, NIV is New International Bible, NKJV. Now, I was always looking forward to how good it is if I can buy a new King James Bible. And when it came out, I was so disappointed because it was a very corrupted version, so I did not have my new King James Bible. Now, for your information, this is still rather confidential. I met with Dr. Peter Masters. You know Dr. Peter Masters? He says, I'm telling you something which is still very confidential. There is a committee of five who are working on the King James Bible to modernize the language without touching the doctrines. Doctrines will remain the same, untouched. Only the these and thous and hast and other old English usages and tenses will be changed. And with the help of computers, it will be done. I said, praise the Lord. When it's ready, let me know. So a new King James Bible is coming up. Not this one. This one is one of the most evil Bibles, where the names of God and many other things are desecrated. There's a new King James. By the way, there's a logo. The new King James Bible has a logo on the outside. And that logo is used by satanic groups. Satanic logo. So you know the connection of this New King James Bible. Now this is the corrupt tree. What is the corrupt tree? The evil fruit of modern English Bibles. 100 copies, 100 versions of corruption in the New English versions have appeared. The most successful is the one I mentioned just now, NIV. Most successful. High power salesmanship, they call it. The most, let me read to you. You have this? It tells you all about all you need to know about the New International Version. This was published by Zondervan. You know Zondervan? Most famous as the evangelical publisher until it was bought over by Rupert Murdoch. Do you know who is Rupert Murdoch? He's a very high-ranking Roman Catholic layman. Personal friend to the Pope John Paul II. And for his many great donations to the Roman Catholic Church, he was highly prized. Now, when he bought over Zondervan, naturally, the Bible is affected. But the stocks of Zondervan shot up right away, because it is now owned by a great businessman, a great business tycoon. Now, the high power advertisement for this new Bible is that it is the most exact, I'm reading on page 1, line 4, it is the most exact illuminating rendering of the original languages into English. So faithfully accurate. Now this is a lie of the first order. So faithfully accurate should be read. So unfaithfully and demonically desecrated and tampered with. So many changes. You know how many changes in the English NIV? 36,000. 36,000 counted. Alright. But they claim to be faithfully accurate, that it ushers in a new era of scriptural clarity for Christians around the world. Wow, everybody reads this, it swallows the thing hook, line and sinker, and so the sales of NIV shot right up. Bottom paragraph, in 20 years, NIV is said to have some 100, I mentioned earlier that it is 200, it is only 100 million copies in print, capturing 45% of the market. Amen. So this is for your keeping. Just refer to it. Now look at this evil fruit chart again. The corrupt tree was influenced by these evil doctrines and evil changes in thinking. First is ecumenism. Let me explain to you very simply what ecumenism means. It means going the way of the world. Yes. One world system is ecumenism. Ecumenism means one world system. And the whole Bible is now geared to follow the world. Below it is Romanism. To the left of it is evolutionism. When Darwin came on the scene with his Origin of Species thesis, the whole English-speaking world hailed him as the hero. Now we know where we came from. We evolved from amoeba and became a higher ape, orangutan, monkey. Now we dropped our tail and became man. So that was the doctrine. Evil men and God haters says, that's right. That's what we are. We don't want God anymore. So that is evolutionism. To the right of it is higher criticism. Using the text and tearing the text and dissecting the text and mutilating the text instead of allowing the word of God in the text to judge us, we judge the text. This is the meaning of higher criticism. Liberalism is saying one thing, meaning another. Why did Jesus, how did he manage to feed 5,000? Have you heard of that one? Because the boy was so generous. He came with, five fishes and five loaves and two fishes. Everybody says, wow, the boy is so generous. Out came the hidden hampers. And so they were all fed and they collected 12 baskets full. That is liberalism. How did Jesus know how to walk in the water? Oh, because he knew, he was familiar with where the rocks were, hidden rocks were, and he walked on the rocks. Resurrection is just a rumor, and so on. So that's liberalism. Now, please look at the boxes at the bottom, on the left. Corrupt translators inside the translation committees. Today, let me tell you this. All the Bible societies, the national Bible societies, all of them contain apostates inside there. Roman Catholics and unbelievers. And once they're in the translation committee, you cannot stop them because they have a say in what is translated and what is not. Corrupt translators. To the right of this box is the corrupt technique. That's how they can bring in things like son of a bitch into the translation. Dynamic equivalence means you use your brain. Whatever you feel in the dynamic of the moment, you just say it and this is it. And that goes into the translation. God's word is used as for you to mutilate, for you to manipulate. Corrupt text in the center, the minority text, Codex Sinaiticus and Codex Vaticanus, these two are among the worst. I'm saying this in the authority of Dean Bergen. He is the man who knew the Bible languages, Greek and Hebrew, inside out, upside out, outside in. And he says, if you want to have the worst manuscripts, they are the Sinaiticus and the Vaticanus, amongst the worst. So that's how you get all this evil fruit on the top. As the Lord says, a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Rome had learned its lesson. During the time of Tyndale, his iron fist had all the people under his grip. Of course, people were afraid, but there were enough of martyrs who defied the power of Rome. So Rome has changed its tactic. Last century, there was the Vatican II, which met for 3 years, 1962 to 65, where the Roman Church collected all its bishops in Rome for 3 years to review and to revise its methods and strategies. Let me tell you the main decisions. From now on, high-handed and hard methods are no use. We will let people have the Bible, but have corrupted Bibles. Much better than prohibiting them from reading the Bible, even at the risk of their lives and at the risk of arrest and the fires of Rome, no use. We are living in a different age, so Vatican II says, treat the Protestants no longer as damned heretics. Now please follow carefully. No more as damned heretics, but call them what? You know what they call us now? Separated brethren. To be welcomed back to the fold. So this is the change in tactic of Vatican II. Soft method, soft approach, and we'll win it back. And flood the whole market with evil Bibles. This is the tactic. Now, dear friends, we conclude. If you are contemplating changing the King James Bible, I urge you to read what has been given out to you. Understand what this Bible is. It is the Reformation Bible. And includes the spirit of the Reformation in it. Willing to suffer, willing to die if it is for the truth. Nobody who had this Bible would want to give it up. So, read this. And finally, for those who did not hear this, this version, Beyond Versions book, summarizes for you. You don't have to read 300-400 pages. This is just about 100 odd pages. All you need to know about modern versions, all you need. God bless. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, I thank Thee for giving us sound minds to understand what the Word of God is, and to love the Word of God, for Thou hast loved us first, that we love Thee in return. O Lord, may we be faithful to the Word of God, willing to suffer for the truth if need be. Bless Your people here today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Questions? I have time for questions. Ask me anything you like, please. No questions, I'm surprised. Another minute and then I'll sit down. From the two evil texts here. Sinaiticus and Vaticanus. The Sinaiticus was discovered in a rubbish dump in the monastery at the foot of the Mount Sinai. We went there. Yeah, it was unwanted, and they picked it up and said that is the best. The Vaticanus was in the library of the Vatican. What is the Vatican? Do you know what is the Vatican? Vatican is a city-state. It is the size of two golf courses, but it has got diplomatic status as any other sovereign country. And it was granted to the Pope by Mussolini in 1929. So that with that, the Vatican City is a state having the same status as England, Singapore, Italy. When the Pope John Paul I was assassinated, the Italian authority could not enter Vatican City because it was not allowed to, because it is a sovereign state, that is Vatican City. It has got diplomatic exchange with over 130 nations, changing of ambassadors. It is a very, very powerful. Let me tell you, the Vatican State is the single most powerful institution in the whole world. Most powerful. Riches and influence in every country. Do you know that? The Roman Catholic Church is in every country. We BPs are not even a peanut. But the Roman Catholic Church is in every country, every city. The best and the biggest real estates are in the hands of the Roman Catholic Church and the Vatican. That's why last year in August, the Pope gave to Obama, when he came from the G8 meeting in Rome, an encyclical letter. Dear Mr. President, please, the world needs a new political body, an authority with teeth, authority with teeth. United Nations has proved to be ineffective. It is only a glorified debating society where people go there to debate and they pass votes and pass motions. That's all they do. We need a greater authority with teeth. Out of this, you will see, just watch, the fulfillment of Revelation 13, two beasts. One beast out of the sea is Obama. One beast out of the land is the Pope. Between the two, they will rule the earth shortly. Mark my words. I'm not a prophet. I'm just saying what the Bible says to me. So watch the Vatican. It is not a church. It is the most powerful and most evil institution in the whole world. And it wants this King James Bible out. Yes, it is the one authority that hates the King James Bible. God bless you.
Thank you.